Earth, sky.
As we see rainfall events increasing in frequency and or intensity, we must be aware that the human footprint through impervious land cover is equally as significant to these urban flooding events as the amount of rainfall that occurs out of the cloud as well.
You're listening to research meteorologist Marshall Shepard of the University of Georgia, Athens, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Shepard led a study on the causes of the 2009 Atlanta floods, which killed at least 10 people and caused tens of millions of dollars in property damages. He and colleagues found that increased impervious cover in Atlanta, such as roads and roofs, combined with extreme weather to produce the floods. Shepard spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Shepard, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about this study that you've led that looked into the 2009 flooding that happened in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, the Atlanta floods of 2009 were really historic floods. We were talking about 100 to 500 year flood events in many cases. And with the recent flooding here in 2010 in places like Nashville and Oklahoma City, we were really interested in the context of that flood, its really historic nature, and were there any possible implications as it relates to climate change or even just meteorological hazards in general.
This convergence of record-setting events, what were those, and how did they make that perfect storm for the flood?
Well, it's often an overutilized term to talk about a perfect storm, but in the case of the Atlanta floods, we really saw a unique set of events converge. We had a cutoff low, really a low pressure system that was really stuck in place for several days out over Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, and this continued to pump moisture into the southeast and basically caused a lot of rainfall over several days, which led to close to saturated soils or full rivers and streams. Couple that with moisture coming in from two dying tropical systems in both the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean, on top of the more traditional, what we call echo training or just regeneration of rainfall over the same location in parts of the Atlanta area and the mountainous regions in Georgia, these sets of events really conspired to lead to quite a bit of rainfall over a short period of time, and then couple that with the large amounts of impervious surface in the Atlanta area, and you really come up with this catastrophic and historic flood. Again, we're talking about 100 to 500 year flood event that we saw here in 2009.
In addition to the weather, you also write that humans also contributed to the conditions that created this flooding through these impervious surfaces.
Right. Well, obviously we can't control the weather, but we do know that it's changing and may continue to change. But one of the things that we must not miss about this flooding event, nor some of the other flooding events recently in U.S. cities, is the role of impervious surfaces, urban land cover from humans. The increases in roads and other parking lots, that actually alters the runoff intensity and actually increases the volume of water that moving out of into the storage systems in the natural system. So what we're clearly seeing is that the role of human beings in the impervious surface is as much a part of the hydrological water cycle system in cities as the natural environment itself. Going forward, we must consider the implications of urban land cover and its placement as we consider how the changing weather and precipitation system of the climate will also evolve. These are really hand in hand. We can't think of these separately. Impervious surface and urban planning must consider not only environmental factors, but also weather and hydrological factors as well.
Would you tell us a little bit about how you researched this?
Sure. Our general research is funded by NASA to look at the human effects on precipitation. So in collaboration with the National Weather Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, and also colleagues here at the University of Georgia, we looked at an array of data ranging from satellite-based precipitation data, Doppler radar estimated rainfall, and a network of rain gauges called COCOROS. And we looked at these factors in concert with land cover, land use change, and other data that we had. And we tried to recreate the big picture of what was going on both meteorologically and hydrologically. Through this array of data, we were able to provide an unprecedented look at the factors leading to the storm. On any given storm or flooding event, you have independent factors that may be the leading cause. What was really unique about this Atlanta storm is this convergence of factors, this upper-level low that was stuck in place, this moisture coming from two dying hurricanes or tropical systems, urban land cover, mountain effects. It was really a unique convergence of events that we really hadn't seen here in the last several decades to hundreds of years, even in Atlanta.
Are these types of events happening in the U.S., these extreme flooding events, is there scientific evidence that the risk is elevating now?
Well, I think it's interesting because I think with each of the flooding events that we've seen recently in 2009 and 2010, there are certainly meteorological explanations for those flooding events. But what is important to note is that two things are happening. Urban impervious surface is increasing, which exacerbates these flood events even more than they would have, say, 100 years ago. And secondly, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has noted that the frequency and or intensity of extreme flooding events is expected under a globally warmer climate. Now, it's certainly irresponsible at this point to suggest that these recent flooding events are directly linked to climate change, although these types of events are certainly consistent with what we would expect as our climate warms. So really the message that we want to convey in this work is that the combination of increased impervious surface and the specter of increasing events like this under a changing climate scenario should certainly cause us to think about how we deal with these types of flooding events going forward.
What's the most important thing that you'd like people today to know about the factors leading to extreme urban flooding events?
What I'd like people to know is that we can't control the amount of rainfall that falls naturally, but we do have some control on how we design our cities and how we prepare for runoff of this rainfall. As we see rainfall events increasing in frequency and or intensity, we must be aware that the human footprint through impervious land cover is equally as significant to these urban flooding events as the amount of rainfall that occurs out of the cloud as well.
You've been listening to Marshall Shepard, Associate Professor of Atmospheric Sciences and Geography at the University of Georgia in Athens. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.